man live.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message. God wants to manifest his presence. He wants to manifest his glory, manifest his strength, manifest his peace. He wants to manifest who he is. God wants to reveal who he is to us. God's heart is eager. He's full of compassion and deep, eager yearning to reveal himself to us. And I thank God for that, that God will show himself strong on our behalf because we have a heart that is bent toward him. We have a heart that longs after him, a heart that seeks after him. Yes, yes, yes. Amen? Yes. God will show himself strong on behalf of any people, any person whose heart is perfect toward him. God says, I'm going to show up in that place, and I'm going to show myself strong. Amen? In other words, he'll give you strength when you're weak. Hallelujah. He'll manifest strength in the middle of weakness. He'll manifest peace in the middle of turmoil. Amen. He'll manifest life in the middle of death. Yes. He'll show up. Yes. You see, God is not afraid of the bad things that happen to us in this life. God doesn't run from trouble. The Bible says that God is a very present help in trouble. And the Bible says that God knows those who trust in him and that he's a stronghold for those who trust in him in the day of trouble. So I got a stronghold this morning, and it is the Lord. And you have a stronghold this morning, and it is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to show himself strong. We haven't seen the end of this thing. Oh, we hadn't seen the end of it. I'm going to tell you, the devil's going to pay. There are going to be so many people get saved. God knows how to turn tragedy into triumph. And that's what I'm believing for. What are you believing God for? I'm believing God to turn tragedy into triumph. You see, we don't just live by faith when things are going good. We got to live by faith when things is at their worst. We bow our knee to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and we declare he's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Yet will we trust in you. I know what I'm believing. What are you believing for? I know my God is able. And not only is he able, but he's willing. He will show himself strong on our behalf. Hallelujah. Now, one way that God manifests his strength to us is through his comforting power. So you can expect God to comfort you in times of great sorrow, pain, and grief. And when God comforts you, then the fruit of that comfort will be joy and peace.
Amen.
Amen. That's the reason why we comfort each other.
Yes. Amen. Thank you,
Thank you, Lord. We comfort each other as a way of helping each other to go through what we're going through. Yes. Amen. In Matthew 5:4, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Now, I got a word from him. Amen. If I mourn, I'm going to be comforted. Amen. Somewhere along the line, there's going to be some supernatural help going to come. And that's going to give me strength to go through what I'm going through. And so I'm asking you today to believe God for the comforting power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. He comforts those who mourn. The word comfort means to speak to calm. To speak to someone to calm them, to console them, to encourage, to exhort, to admonish, to strengthen, and even to instruct or to teach. Sometimes we comfort people by giving them instruction from the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's what it means to comfort. It means to strengthen, to encourage, to console, to calm. Amen. To exhort, to admonish one another, to keep going and not to give up. Amen. The Bible says to comfort the feeble-minded. The word feeble-minded really means faint-hearted. It means those that have met circumstances in their life where they feel like they can't go on. The Bible says we're to comfort those people. We're to offer strength to them. We're to console them. We're to encourage them. We're to lift their spirits. You say, "Well, Pastor, how can I lift somebody else's spirit?" You can lift somebody else's spirit with the comfort that God gives to you. You're supposed to minister that to other people. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to show it to you in the Word. So, what does God use to bring comfort to our hearts? Well, He brings the Word. And He can bring that Word in a lot of different ways. He can bring that Word through Scripture. He can bring that Word through a song. You know, the song Agnes sung, "It's Well With My Soul." Yes. I'm going to tell you, that got all inside of me. Yes. It is well. Yes. Amen. That song brought comfort. Yes. Even though I had some tears, there was still a comfort going on. Yes. They let me know everything going to be all right. Yes. It's okay to cry. Yes. Amen. Praise God. So He uses His Word to anchor our soul and to comfort our heart. Amen. And in John chapter 14, let's go over there. John chapter 14. You know, Jesus, before He went to the cross, He left us with some comforting words. Amen. He comforted them before He left. Amen. You see, it's just in His nature to comfort. That's His nature. Jesus knew He was going to die. They didn't understand it, what was going on. But Jesus knew He was going to the cross. And so what He did was that He gave His disciples words of encouragement and words of comfort. He comforted them. Amen. And they didn't understand it all until He was raised from the dead. But that's what He was doing. He was trying to give them hope that things wasn't going to always be like they appear. You know, when Jesus died on the cross, it looked like that was the end. To a lot of people, they said, "We finally got rid of that Nazarene." That's what the devil said. "We finally got rid of that Nazarene." But the Bible says if the princes of this world had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The devil think he's smart. He ain't smart at all. I'm going to tell you, he play right into the hands of God every time. He can't outsmart God. He can't outwit God. He doesn't have more wisdom than God. I'm going to tell you, God is awesome and He's almighty. Amen. Now look at verse number 16. It says, "And I will pray the Father." This is Jesus. First of all, let's go back to verse 15 here. Well, let's go back. Hey, it's all good. I mean, he started comforting them, you know, in verse number one. You ain't got to wait to get to number 16. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would tell you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. This place has been prepared. Heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. You got to get ready. You got to be ready all the time. You don't have time to play. You got to stay ready. I didn't even have to get to verse 16, did I? Let not your heart be troubled. In the world you shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer. What he's saying is be courageous. Amen. He's not saying don't hurt. He's not saying don't grieve. He's saying don't be insensitive and don't have such your feelings off. He's just saying be courageous in the midst of your trial. Be of good courage. I have overcome the world. Boy, that's comforting, ain't it? He'd already overcome. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's how he started that. Verse 6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I tell you right there, ain't but one way to be saved, and it's Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Comforting words. Hallelujah. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love him, keep his word. That's having a perfect heart.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100, or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to tell you about my book titled, Jesus Did It For You. I'm excited about this book because it focuses on the cross of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. Everything Jesus did, he did for our benefit. So many have only a limited knowledge of what belongs to them because of the price Jesus paid for our redemption. He became sin so we could be made righteous. He became poor so we could be made rich. He was beaten so we could be healed and walk in health. He carried our sorrows so we could have fullness of joy. This is